Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the offensive line, though, for a second, because we all know how it went down yesterday. Wanya Moore started the game. He gets rolled up on lower leg injury. They eventually rule him questionable with a knee injury. And I'll tell you, he was limping when he walked down the locker room, needed some help. It did not look good. Honestly, I didn't think he was coming back.
No.
And then second half.
I thought he might have been injured for like
a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, Kingsley Suamataia is still out there playing. We all know how that went. It was horrendous, absolutely horrendous. And I don't mean to just beat up on one player, but guys, that was so bad. It makes you wonder how on earth he won the job out of training camp. I have no idea. He started week one of the season at left tackle. They were trying to give him some help on chips. It didn't matter. Brutal. We know, we hear about the athleticism that he has. I think that's all true, but his first step is slow, and time again, he gets beat. So Wanya Morris gets taped back up, and he goes back in the game for the crucial drives of the game. And of course, it was much better at the left tackle spot, even though Wani clearly was not 100%. We can hear from Wani in a second. But the reality now is you cannot have Wani Morris get hurt. Plain and simple. They have nobody behind him. We know that now.
Which means also can't have Juwan Taylor get hurt.
Correct. You have no tackle depth anymore. You thought, okay, well, Kingsley is a backup. That's fine. He'll get better maybe behind the scenes, work on his technique. No, it looks just as bad as it did early on in the season. And I don't know what his long-term career will look like. I think it's foolish for anybody to just flat out already say that it's done. That would be silly. It's November of his rookie year, but he cannot play at the NFL level right now. He can't. He cannot. We've seen enough evidence that currently in 2024, he cannot be a starting left tackle for any team, let alone a team going for a three-peat. So yeah, I don't need someone to start over Wanya Morris. I'm good with Wanya, but Donovan Smith, who's out on the street, we all know what he was last year. I want to call him up and say, hey, are you good to come in and be a backup for me? That's the rule. That's the role we got for you. A backup right now as some insurance policy, because if Wanya Morris goes down and misses any bit of time, or it's a playoff game and he's out for a half, they are screwed. Absolutely screwed, given that Kingsley is the backup right now. I need Donovan Smith to come in, not to start over Wanya, but to be a backup.
I have watched offensive line play long enough, right? We've all watched the NFL long enough. That is the single worst left tackle I've ever seen played. I can't tell you I've watched every team. I have never seen anyone play a worse game at left tackle in my life.
So bad.
Than what I watched in that game. I know this sounds like bullying that we're picking on him. I mean, it was egregious. He was getting beat in 3/10 of a second on every single snap. They were chipping, doubling. They were doing anything they could to save the man, and it was a sinking ship. I think they brought Wanya Morris back even when they shouldn't have, at the risk of further injury, at the risk of further availability, because they had no choice. Look, I don't know if it's just the yips. Part of me thinks that has to be some factor in it.
Well, I'm sure the confidence level is pretty low right now.
He won the job coming out of training camp.
How?
He was their starting left tackle week one against the Ravens. And I can't make any sense of it, because he got worked. I'll just tell you right now, I was getting ready, because you know, we talked about the things we were going to come in and talk about if they ended up losing that game. I waited, and I didn't try to like rush the decision. I was at a breaking point of that game before the second to last drive when Wanya Morris came back in. No idea would have been worse than letting him continue to play left tackle. Putting Mike Caliendo at left tackle would have been a better idea. Certainly moving Joe Tooney to left tackle and Caliendo to guard would have been better. Or Juwan Taylor to left tackle and Tooney to... Like, there was no bad ideas at that point left at left tackle. It was so egregious. But you're right. I don't care. Donovan Smith's the most obvious answer. I don't care if it's Bakhtiari.
I just choose Smith because he knows the offense.
I don't care if it's some other guy who played tackle in college off of somebody's practice squad. This is a redshirt year officially for Kingsley Suamataye right now. He should not be allowed back in the field to play tackle for the rest of this season.
Yeah, and I think Driscoll was inactive yesterday, so they also didn't even have that as an option. This is a major problem for this football team. It is like we're having a good time today talking about the block kick, and we'll get back to that. And there was plenty of positive things with that. And this team is 9-0. We all understand the reality of where they're at. Nobody's saying that they can't, you know, win a bunch more games, but we also have to talk about what is a clear issue with this football team, and it's left tackle. And more concerned today than I ever have been, because one, Wanye's clearly a little banged up, even though he was in good spirits and talking to the media after the game.
He was hurt.
And he clearly is not 100%. And hopefully it's something that throughout the week with some rest gets better. A knee injury, we don't know exactly what it was. Maybe a knee sprain. I don't know. He got back in the game, so obviously he didn't. It wasn't a devastating knee injury, thank goodness. But they have got to explore an option to back up Wanye Morris that is reliable, because there's a good chance in the NFL, there's a very good chance all it takes is what happened. You get rolled up on that Wanye Morris and something happens again where he's going to have to miss some time. It's a very good chance that occurs. And if it's in the playoffs, I don't care about the regular season. If it's in the playoffs, it can cost you a football game, and you cannot let that be the reason why that your second round pick comes in due to an injury and is a turnstile, and you're going to get your quarterback hurt too. You're going to get Patrick Mahomes hurt. It is a liability. Not just that you can't get a pass, not that you can't just move the ball because your quarterback doesn't have time to throw it. You're going to get your quarterback hurt. So Wanye Morris has to absolutely be the left tackle, but I'm worried that he can stay healthy. And so I need somebody to back up, and I would choose Donovan Smith, Cody, because he knows the offense at least.
And he's available and all the other normal reasons. But look, I mean, that performance was so bad that I'm not willing to just write somebody's career off. But that performance was so bad, I think you have to have very serious viability questions about whether he's ever going to be a tackle for you ever. Ever, Gold. I'm not saying it's 100%. I'm not putting it just on that now. But that performance enough, Gold, should shake you to the core to be like, all right, so at pick 32, tackle, right?
Yeah, he can't take a tackle.
Definitely
at 32
taking a
either.
Tackle.
Like their problem, if we're talking postseason stuff and offseason stuff, I should say, that's a position. They gotta pull a trade like they did out of their you-know-what.
Or they got to sign whichever Trent Williams on the street.
They got to pull a trade kind of like what they did with Baltimore a couple years ago. It's going to have to be for a vet that they don't want to pay on another team that the Chiefs are willing to take into the final year. Of course, I'm talking about like an Orlando Brown Jr. type of trade. That's the only long... That's an offseason thing. They can't fix that now. Offseason-wise, it's a trade like that. It is having to trade up in the draft, because I don't think picking 28 to 32, and hopefully it's pick 32 again, that you're getting a starting rookie left tackle next year. So they're in a really tough spot with that. Kingsley is way rawer than everybody thought. The athleticism we've all heard about, it's hard to see it because his first step is so horrendous that he's getting beat before he even gets back off the line. It's unbelievable. So here, they've got to figure this out.
Here, Pro Football Focus is their own personal rankings as of, let's see, 3 weeks ago. Their own personal rankings of who they think the best available offensive lineman will be in the upcoming 2025 year. Number three, by the way, Trey Smith. Here's a whole nother problem. It's if you have to pay a tackle, I hope you enjoyed Trey Smith's time here in Kansas City. Not so easy to be paying both at the same time if you don't think that Kingsley Suamataye is going to be playable at all. Ronnie Stanley comes in at fourth as an offensive lineman. Then it's guard. You get to 15th, Tyron Smith for the Jets as a free agent. You're talking older players, right? But at least buys you time. You're not going to have a choice. I don't know how you could go in next year and be like, this year will be fine. Because best case scenario is that it's not a physical ability problem and that it's just a confidence problem. But how do you convince him from spiraling the second one game goes bad? Bad games happen. Trent McDuffie had a bad game yesterday.
Yeah, not worried about him.
But exactly. But I'm not worried about him spiraling. He's got all this good built up to not concern that. Is that the worst game you remember anybody playing a tackle? Like, Every snap, I was terrified for Patrick Mahomes' life.
It gave me some Super Bowl Bucks vibes.
Some Mike Rimmers tackle vibes.
That's what it reminded me of at times. I see some people mentioning that they need someone to start over Wani. I'm fine with Wani at left tackle for this year. Like that's
me too.
That is fine. I think we've seen it. They can make that work. That's not going to prevent them from winning a Super Bowl whatsoever. But it's the issue is that if Wanya is not available, obviously, whether it's this injury or another one, that you have nobody behind him, clearly. And I'm worried that in the playoffs, if you aren't prepared and they got some time to try to do something, there's really only one option outside the organization, and it's Donovan Smith. That is it. I know it's neck. You know, we want to play the guy we don't know anything about because we think he has to be better. I get it. But like, Ethan Driscoll wasn't even active. Okay, like I don't think he's the solution. But also, like I get why fans are like, hey, let's just see what they have. Wani Morse is the starting left tackle for this team. But it's kind of devastating to see the drop off that existed yesterday from him. And it's not like he's a top 10 left tackle. And drop off from him to what they had from Kingsley.
I just don't. How did he have the job?
It's kind of crazy. It's crazy. He got first team reps all camp. And the first, I guess, few practices they rotated in. But pretty much it was his job 4 days into training camp.
Yes.
And
we all took that as an incredibly positive sign.
Yeah, Kingsley started against the Cincinnati in week one. He obviously, we were like, oh, maybe it's just Trey Hendrickson being a stud.
I think it's the yips, man. I'll be honest. I think a decent chunk of this is the yips.
I think it's clearly ability and not ready. Raw needs to be developed. And then now you got to question your confidence. And who can blame you? I mean, for not having much confidence right now. I mean, you're going out there, you're getting beat every snap.
That was what Russ brought up when you guys talked to him. Week two or whatever, or week three is there's a risk with either one because either he's not ready or it's a blow to his confidence level that he is going to have to come back from. And I mean, it seems like it's the latter at this point where he just doesn't have that confidence to. And then when you get beat again and again and again after that, I mean, you know, you get your shot, you're trying to hype yourself up, that you get your chance to prove yourself and you wet the bed again. It makes it really difficult.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.